This Week in Missouri Politics. Midweek update here with our Facebook folks on the Missouri Times website. Very grateful for all of you stopping in. We're going to talk about a few things. We're talking about the event, talk about veto session. We're going to do this quick. First and foremost, I want to have a correction. I hate when something gets wrong. Once again, I wrote a long piece about the PQ. Senator Onder and Senator Cunningham are very good friends, and that is my bad. I corrected the story. I wanted to make sure that all of you know that was on me. Totally on me. It was my bad. Whatever the decision making was, their friendship probably added to it, maybe, if anything else. Don't know. But do want to make sure that's the case. I want to also, quick shout out, Brenda, here in town, here in Jeff City. This lovely Anheuser-Busch Stein. They call them the Budweiser. I'm going to call them Budweiser women. They call them a little severe, but very much enjoy sipping from the Stein of knowledge here. Let's talk about the roast review. Lincoln Hub was a great sport. We raised some good money for a very good cause. I look forward to my contribution getting to the Food Harvest folks. I'll drop it off today with Pat. And if you want to contribute, there's a link on my social media stuff. Go contribute. The good folks do good work. Lincoln was a great sport. If you got some laughs at his expense, then go through and support them. They're good people. The roast was great. If I had to rank the roasters, Tracy McCreary, top. McKenna's always good. Schmidt was good. I felt like maybe not A-game Schmidt roast, but good. Always good. Mike Keogh's funny because it just was funny when Mike Keogh tells jokes. Everyone laughed. Bill Eichel had a show stealer with the cowboy hat. Outstanding. Caleb Jones, great. See, Caleb knows how to do this. He knows how to get in and get out. He came in with a great joke, two or three of them. Then he did a couple others, and he ended on a high note and got out. It was very good, very short. It was just like Caleb Jones. He knows when to hold and he knows when to fold. He's the gambler of Missouri politics. Caleb Jones, outstanding guy, good roaster. I mean, honestly, my stuff is hilarious. I mean, just legit funny. I mean, let's be honest. It was very good, my material was. But it should have been, right? If you're going to MC the thing, you have to have good material. I like the fact they kind of threw McKenna off because we were mean about his crocodile arms when the tab comes. I think it may have even been good enough that it got him off to a slow start, which I think is a cheer to me. Side of knowledge break there. This is when there's a few ways in life you know you're a big damn deal. You know you're just a big deal. And one of them is when you're people that, I mean, I still get a little shocked opposed to Star Finance as competitors, when they do the whiny, bitchy hit piece. They do one every time we have an event. If they didn't do one, I would wonder, was this really a good event? But no, this Allison Kite, never heard of her. Now, see, Hancock used to write hit pieces on me. I'm a little concerned. I hope this is a promotion for Allison to do hit pieces on Scott Fun. And my ego would be a little offended if this is a demotion for her to write and hit pieces on me. But I need you, Allison, if you're listening, please keep them coming. This is what I need. I don't know if you can liberal hit piece me enough to let me president, but I know you can help me with my business and events. It will be hard to equate the money I've made by making sure the Kansas City Star hates me. So the only thing you could really do that I'd be a little red-assed about would be right from the reverse goofy praise, as though I was like an abortion clinic or something. If you treated me like that, that would screw me. So we need to keep this. Let's review the story. So the Kansas City Star, hand-wringing, oh my God, Corona Bros are going to Corona Bro, or Corona Gal is going to Corona Gal. Look, I've told you before. I think the virus is serious. I have my mask. That's in my pocket. Well, just don't start right here. That's my mask. I got one of you want to try it? No, I got a State Fair one. Nice State Fair. Doug Beck gave me a cool one. Union made right here in America. This is the Missouri State Fair one. I don't have a lot of confidence in that. It looks a little thin, but that was probably just to be worn once. I think if you want to wear a mask, awesome. I tend to believe it probably helps. But candidly, I think that the virus kind of spreads and the places where they've had all this stuff in effect for a long time still have the most cases. I mean, if you're close to people and you're in close proximity, Maybe you're going to get it. Maybe you're going to get it anyway. I'm not your expert. But I do think this. I think I'm not going to tell grown people what to do. The government's informed folks. They've done a good job. If I choose to agree with you, okay. If I don't, fine. But here's the problem with liberals. And Allison, again, I need you. I don't want to convince you because I don't want you to like me and then start giving me like the top-end treatment like I'm a protester. I don't need protester coverage from you. But what I do need is I believe a mask is good. But I just don't think the government should tell you what to do. They should inform you. If they can't convince you, they can't give it to you. So let's look at Allison's article here. Quentin Lucas came, was great. Look, Quentin Lucas, if you'll remember, he criticized the Senate version, SB1, early in special session. Pretty hardcore. Lauren Arthur, not happy. Rizzo, not happy. Rizzo fires back on Twitter. They have a back and forth. This game works for Rizzo. I don't think it works for the mayor. It's just, I don't know how you win this. So he came to our rose, told some self-deprecating jokes, did himself very good. It was a good move. Now, I'm going to tell you, Quentin Lucas sat at this table and wore this mask the entire time. And it was hot in there. The room had, as the Kansas City Star, it was packed. Our event had hundreds and hundreds of people at it. It was very full, to the walls. And I do appreciate Allison making sure to note that it was an extremely crowded event that everyone wanted to come to. You're right. Fact check, true. PolitiFact, what's that, liberal, PolitiFact, liberal, fact check thing? That's true. The event was extremely crowded, in fact. Our events are overflow crowds. They're, you know, you're right. Very great, good reporting by Allison Kite that the event was very full. Lucas, and Mary Lucas sat there with a mask on the entire time. Entire time. I was surprised. I mean, because it was hot, the event took a while. He got up, told some self-deprecating things. So he goes, she goes through, put spit nine in Jeff City. Well, look, here's the thing. He's the mayor of Kansas City. You know, and attendees ignored social distancing guidelines. Well, maybe they did. I don't know. I mean, I'm not in charge of what people do. Photo from the event. Another shows a crowd of more than 50. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There was far more than 50, Allison. No, that. I don't take issue with the hit piece. I take issue with you saying the crowd wasn't huge. Now, that's a problem. Consistent with public health advice. So the mayor said, yeah, he wore a mask and he distanced or whatever. In Kansas City, they have mandated all masks. And now, here's the problem with that. Like, if you're Quentin Lucas, and I think his constituents want a mask order, and they have a mask order, and good for them. I'm going to be in Kansas City myself tomorrow, and I'll abide by the law, because that's important. Kind of, right? So then he goes, he had to go back, and he said, just wear the damn mask. Fair enough. I respect his take on that. But, you know, if you're in Kansas City, you want him in Jeff City every so often, hoping they'll send money and laws that help Kansas City back. And if you don't, here's the thing, if you don't come down to Jeff City and they send laws that you don't like, you're going to criticize you for not having relationships. Come to have a relationship to criticize you for this. That's what just whiny journalism is. Those dining in Kansas City are supposed to wear masks. We're standing and mingling near the back. Oh, my photo, yeah. Scott Fong, two T's, I like when I get it right. I like this quote. I was finally quoted by my favorite title. I'm just a simple hillbilly, but probably not as wise to all the rules and regulations about COVID. But I believe we followed all the state and local regulations regarding COVID. I did. That's true. They love to talk about me and cash, which, again, we had lots of cash jokes at the deal. Look, they're not mad that we had... They're not mad about COVID. They're mad about us being successful. That's what every one of these are always about. The general consensus is, you have some dorks at the Kansas City Star who no one would want to be around, who don't like the fact that we're successful. And so they write a piece whining and complaining every time we do something. And I bet you somewhere at the Kansas City Star, I think that's like, oh, we got him. Ha ha. I know. The last 5 hit pieces, they didn't work. Their business is growing. This hit piece, this is the one. I mean, good luck to you, man. I do not spend my day worried what the Kansas City Star is going to do. So then she said, Cole County, where Jeff City is located, recommends that face masks be worn. Okay. That's true. We are in Cole County. That is true. Jeffrey, the city requires masking. Indoor meetings held by the city. We're not the city, so we didn't do one. I get what you're trying to do there. You're trying to make it like, oh, everyone here thinks you should do that type of stuff. Well, I mean, sorry, they don't mandate it. If they really did, they'd met like in St. Francis County. Now, you have to wear a mask in St. Francis County. And I would tell everybody in St. Francis County, if you decide, for whatever reason, you can make your own decisions. You don't need the government to tell you what to do. Take that beautiful four-lane highway down 67. We can create like a refugee camp on the north end of Butler County. Talk to Vince Lampe. I bet he'll welcome everyone from Farmington, Bismarck, the named after our man Otto, Bonterre, Terre du Lac. All those places have been there. Deloge can come down. Flat River, now it's called Park Hills, Ledington. If you want to flee to freedom, just go down 67. Once you get to the top of that hill, just south of the road where you're trying to go to Williamsville, come in. You can have we can set up like some kind of refugee thing. And I told her, I said, I understand. If you work at the Kansas City Star, you're very, very liberal. You want the government to give you tons of orders. And I was honest with her. I said, I think it's different than what she would choose or anybody at the Star would choose. I believe in a lot of people make their own decisions about their health and safety. And I made it clear. Anybody that wanted to wear a mask to our event could wear a mask. We did not, and I want this to be clear. I'm just trying to acknowledge this. Hold on. Nobody in the Missouri Times said you were not allowed to wear a mask. Everybody there allowed you to wear a mask. Nobody was forced to take their mask off. Not one person. Cameron, am I right? Did anybody, was anybody forced to take off their mask?
Nope.
It was a mask. We're mask tolerant. Some people are mask mandators. Some people are anti-maskers. The Missouri Times is mask tolerant. That's we're not liberal. So the problem with liberals is sometimes you want to like give money to children. You but it's not good enough for you to do it. You don't like everybody else to do it. Just do your thing. That's what I'm for. So we talked about how they raise money for the food harvest. That's what they should do, is write about the food harvest. Good folks. And we talked about how this is where Democrats, I mean, a couple people even mentioned that Democrats, Republicans come together, get to know things about each other, have a good time. It's easier to work together and not be as angry when you know someone's kids' names and what they do for fun. The reformers have made Jeff City more divisive and combative. I don't think they meant to. One of the consequences of what they've done has divided people into their own camps more. And I think events like this help bring some folks together that might not get to know each other except for this. They talked about, they're so proud of this Capitol News. We were liberated from this association at the Capitol. We sold the parking spots, the passive, the roof set in the gallery. I can't think of anything we don't have that we would want. We have an office space up there, we want to use it. I don't know of anything that we just, here's the only thing. I don't have to go to meetings a couple times a year to listen to the rest of the liberals complain and conservative shame me. That's what they would do. I'm not as liberal as them, so they would try to conservative shame me and whine and complain. And some guy named Phil Brooks, I don't even know what he does for a living. Somehow he's over this thing. You can't imagine. Imagine having to go to a meeting with all of the primetime hosts of MSNBC and then have to listen to them try to explain logic of just the dumbest things. I was liberated from it. And I here is this guy, fun. So we kept everything we used. Because at the Capitol at night, look around. Guess what paper's there? I think the Capitol News Association booted themselves from the Capitol. Because they're not there when there's a filibuster. Missouri Times people are there. So maybe they booted themselves. I don't know. Then it talks about Al Watkins. I don't know what all this had to do, any of this had to do with masks or our event. It had nothing to do with it. But you have to understand, to them, they think they can try to scandalize something because they're very highbrow, very elitist, very liberal. They look down on folks. They think if they pass judgment on you that you're bad, that you'll be bad, and everyone will agree with them. Well, I think when they tally up the votes in the state anymore, their view of the world doesn't really catch on. So, Allison, thank you again. Email me, call me anytime. Two T's. Be sure to do two T's. And the one thing I can't do, I just can't have the top flight, I'm the greatest, I can do no wrong, like you do protesters or abortion clinics or gun control groups. That's the only thing that would really ding me up pretty bad. Just keep this type of stuff coming, and be sure to remember it was so packed. The building holds like 300 people, so if it was packed, I mean, let's be honest, that we were spilled outside. It, you know, let's keep the real point of the story is that we had an event that tons and tons of people wanted to go to. Now let's talk about special session. I mean, look, we'll know in 30 minutes, but I think the house is just going to say, no, we're not doing it. These PQs, told you before. Look, I'm not the kind of German to say I told you so. I'm not the kind of hillbilly that says, oh, I was right. But let me take a drink of the Stein of knowledge. I told you so. Your hillbilly pal said PQs always go bad. There's a reason you have to do this kind of stuff. It hardly ever works. SGR-39, PQ, everyone was mad about it. Nobody liked it. The bill died. The minimum wage thing. The courts overturned it. Let the people that got a raise keep the raise. Right to work, PQ. The voters, 70-30, voted against it. Now we have this. Concurrent jurisdiction, PQ. It's a fine policy. Nothing wrong with the policy, right? You can have an opinion on it, right? Some people like, some people don't. I personally think the way they did it was pretty intelligent. It's such a bad problem. You do something you would never do for a short, confined period of time, and you see what the results are. I think Eric Schmidt would do a better job prosecuting murders. And I also believe you could have got that through in regular session. Now, the Democrats should have negotiated, should have sat and talked to people. I don't. Dave Schatz is one of the most honorable people you'll ever run into in your life. I take his word as gold, and that he is a politician. So to take the politician's word as gold, it is the compliment I intend for it to be. I'm just telling you, your old hillbilly pal said these PQs very seldom ever work out well, and I'll score one for the hillbilly. I don't get to be right very often, so when I am, I like to revel in it. Now, the House is in a caucus right now. It's totally possible that that House caucus could come out sideways and they could back down. But boy, you talk about a walk of shame. If they walk in that chamber after all this and pass it, woo, that would be, well, there's a lot of sorority houses in Cape Girardeau that have somebody to look down on now when they're walking back to them. I think they're just not going to do that bill. I assume they may do the other bills. Some folks said they might not do any of the Senate amended bills. I think everybody's just kind of done with this and wants it to be over. If I had to guess, COVID liability is not as likely as this because of how this has been handled. It'd be good for the governor's staff to get the focus back on some other things. Get back on a few things that maybe they need to focus on. I think the vetoes, probably no vetoes overridden, and you'll probably see the House come in. Maybe they do a couple of these amended bills, maybe they don't. I don't really know. They've told so many people now they're not doing it. But if they get in that cogs and work themselves up and do it, then it's going to be it would be very House of them to say they're not doing it and then go in and do it. It is going to set an incredible tone for January with the new speaker. And I mean, I got to say, I'm not the first one to compliment Speaker-elect Vescovo, but candidly, if you're just rank and file House member and you don't care about this bill, which I think most would be most of them, the House is probably in a better position in January because you stood your ground on something like this. I think you're probably, if you're just a backbench House member, you probably have a better leveraging position because this happens. We'll see. It'd be interesting for sure. But, I mean, whatever you think of the people involved in the policy, pretty ballsy move to just say no. There was a lot of pressure on them to just say yes. And, you know, we'll see. But I go back to those PQs. They just never work out well. But I only wish there was some hillbilly that maybe had like a television show or something that about maybe Missouri politics that could have reminded people of that before they went down that road. Luckily, somebody was kind enough to hide Dick Webster's eyes, so he didn't have to watch this. I think we should probably move Cinder Webster's portrait out into the House Chamber today to watch if they don't take this up, just so he can probably be like, well, karma. So the Senate speeches, if you love Missouri politics, if you love the state, Kiki Curls, what a consummate senator. Gina Walsh had to fight through tears to give her a speech. Bob Dixon was going to, but Commissioner Dick, former senator, now King County Commissioner Dixon, is homesick with COVID, so he couldn't. I know he wanted to. Gina Walsh fought through tears to get it done. And Kiki Curls will be missed. Senator Holzman has added a lot to the state. Still on the Public Service Commission, adding a lot. He is somebody who knew how to work with the other side. He knew how to be a senator. He became a better senator every year he came to Jeff City. And he will be missed as far as working together and bringing together Republicans and Democrats for stuff. He was very good. Senator Cunningham, senator, just a humble guy. I love hearing Jay Watson talk. He never got to the dais. He would never do run this session, but he did. He had to speak on the dais because he's not a senator anymore. That was kind of cool to hear. Tim Green, what a personal and emotional speech about Senator Walsh. That was really cool to hear. Governor Kehoe did. Ed Emery told this joke about Ed Emery blinding his right eye, and he said God was looking out for him because no one's ever going to sneak up on Ed Emery from the right. I mean, that's funny. Senator Sheen had a good speech. Talked about the engravings on the walls about nothing's ever politically right, morally wrong. Thought that was very poignant and interesting. Wayne Wallingford leaves, one of the most accomplished people ever to serve in the chamber. Gary Romine's an absolute senator. Doug Lively left. How much better of a legacy do you hand down to Jason Bean, his successor, than he wouldn't even VQ his own bill? I don't know how much better of a legacy of he's my senator, I'm proud. It sounds condescending because Doug's older than me, and I've looked up my whole life, but it does make you proud when the person that represents you makes tough decisions and sticks up when it's not easy. So, Senator Doug Lively, good guy. The state will miss him unquestionably, and it will be as always a new Senate. I think you're going to see some folks that have some pretty stern backbones coming in there. I think you're going to be surprised. I mean, I've seen people that have met Mike Green for the first time, and I'm like, I've told you. If you watch this, you know I've been telling you. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. He's a nice man. He's a kind man. Now, Mike Green has some views and pretty aggressive, right? But he is a gentleman. And I'll tell you, people think that if you're a Rick Bratton or a Mike Moon, who's also a pretty nice guy, they're going to come in there and start PQing and stuff. Well, here's the thing. In the Senate, you want to stop more than you pass. Start PQing and stuff. It won't be long. They'll be PQing you. And you'll be just back. Mike Moon in the House did have an element. There were people that would roll their eyes and not pay him attention and not concentrate in what he was talking. And you know, okay, fine. You're a House member. That's what happens. But in the Senate, that doesn't happen. People have to come to you and pay attention to you. And I think they will. I think you're going to be surprised by the type of senator that Mike Moon is. And no matter what, I mean, I think you're going to find a guy that even when you disagree with him, he's killing your bill. He's going to do it pleasantly. So I will get off here. I'll let everybody kind of watch what I think the House is doing, what, noon and two? So the noon thing will just be Cameron's here. He would know it's better than me. The noon thing's just going to be boring. Go in for veto session, adjourn, move on. The 2 o'clock thing will be the drama, which could, the biggest drama would be doing nothing. Yeah. And then it'll be interesting if they take up a couple of those bills and Senate amended, which I don't think anybody really knows or even cares. After residency for the city cops, nobody cares about the rest of them. So it'd be interesting. It'll be a more aggressive posture if they just don't take up any of those things. But my assumption is they'll take up something. And it'll be interesting, and you can read about all of it on the Missouri Times. I assume Cameron will be there for all the action. So Missouri Times, Twitter, Cameron's Twitter. Thank you for coming to the Rose. Thank you for letting us come and visit with you. We'll see you next week or Sunday with Barb Washington, Senator-elect, on This Week in Missouri Politics.